Welcome back, everyone, to another Hilchos Shabbos here. We are continuing the Halachos of Hadlakas Neiris. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Reish Shamach Beis Sivkotin Aleph says, when the Isha comes to light the Neiris, she should be ready, showered the Kavod Shabbos, and wearing her Shabbos clothing, and all ready to Mekabel Shabbos. And it says also that B'shas, the Isha lights the Neiris, it's Rosh, she is Spalel, she yitil HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bonim, zcharim, me'irim, b'tayra. She should daven that she should have children, sons who grow in Torah. Since Chazal say that Haragel B'ner Havil and Bonat Midachamim, right now is the Eis Rotzayin V'shas the Kiyam Mitzvah V'schar of the Kiyam Mitzvah. She should have sons who are Midachamim. And there's also a minig to give a little tzedakah before the Hadlaka, just like you give tzedakah before Tefillah. This is also a time of Tefillah, and therefore is an inyan to give tzedakah before you light the Neiris. And then she makes the bracha. And the minig is that by Isha, when she lights, she makes the bracha after she lights the neiris. The bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Alkein Malach Olam Asher Kedishonu B'Mitzvos V'Tzvonu L'Hag Neir Shel Shabbos. And if it's Yontif, she says L'Hag Neir Shel Yontif. And the reason why she makes the bracha afterwards, because the bracha is considered her Kabbalah Shabbos. That's how we paskin, it's Machlekes. But we paskin that when she makes the bracha, it's Kabbalah Shabbos. After you have a Kabbalah Shabbos, you can't light the neiris. Therefore, she lights the neiris first and then makes the bracha afterwards. But the thing is that when you do a mitzvah, you're supposed to make the bracha before the mitzvah. It's supposed to be oivel ha'asiyasam. So therefore, the minig is she's not nana from the candles until afterwards, and that is why she covers her eyes, and then she only looks at the neiris after she makes the bracha. And therefore, it's considered oivel ha'asiyasam. Now, even though the minig is that she makes the bracha afterwards, because that's Kabbalah Shabbos, let's say she makes a mistake, and she makes the bracha first before she lit. Could she continue lighting now? She's with Kabbalah Shabbos. So the Poskim say that since it was a mistake, she didn't mean to Mekabel Shabbos with this bracha, and it's like she made it tonight, she doesn't want to Mekabel Shabbos yet. And therefore, if she by mistake made the bracha first, she can continue and light the Neiris. But if she lit, like, let's say, 5 of the Neiris, and then she made the bracha, and then she realized she missed a few, then she should not light any more Neiris, because then it's considered a Kabbalah Shabbos, because there, she meant to make the bracha at this time, and she wanted to be Mekabel Shabbos now, and therefore she should not light. After that, she was mekayim the mitzvah ready. She should not light the rest of the neiris herself. And this halacha that you make the bracha after the hadlakas neiris is dafka by Shabbos, because on Shabbos, once you make the bracha, you mekabel Shabbos, you can't light the neiris. But on Yontif, where you're allowed to light the neiris on Yontif, even after you mekabel Yontif, therefore you make the bracha first. That's the minhag that you make the bracha first, and then you light the candles. Now, a man who is lighting the candles, he makes a bracha first, because by a man, there's no minhag that he's mekabel Shabbos b'shas the bracha, and therefore he can make the bracha first and then the hadlaka. But Aisha always makes the bracha afterwards, even when she's making a tanai, she always makes the bracha afterwards. Now the first time Aisha lights neiris, she does not make a bracha. It's the first time ever, when she's a after she got married, the first week she's married, she does not make a shechiyonu. Why not? So there's two reasons given. First of all, it's bechlal machlekes if you make a bracha of shechiyonu on your first time you do a mitzvah. For example, when a mitzvah bracha puts on tefillin, it doesn't make a shechiyonu. Of course, machlekes is the first time you do a mitzvah, if you put on tefillin, it could be dafka, mitzvah of simcha, like luv and esrei, you make a bracha akabonim. You don't make a bracha shechiyonu as the mitzvah. And also, the truth is, it's not really the first time she's becoming the mitzvah when she gets married, because all the years after she was a gedola, she was really chayv and lakas neris also, just her mother did it for her. So really, it's not the first time she's doing the mitzvah. But if you get a new leichter, a beautiful new silver leichter, you can make a shechiyonu on the leichter, because that's something special. And the halacha is, when you get something special piece of jewelry or special piece of clothing, you make a shechiyonu. So here, on your new leichter, you can make shechiyonu. Now the Mishnah Brura says that you're allowed to light miner l'ner, which means you're allowed to light one Shabbos candle from the other Shabbos candle. It's not a bezoyin. But if you want to light the match from the candle to light the other candle, that is aser. That means if a match goes out, you can't stick the match into your candle and to light it to bring it to another candle. That you cannot do. That's a bezoyin mitzvah. That's the mishmeru paskas lemaisa. You cannot use the candle to light your match to light another candle. And that's, of course, you cannot use the Shabbos candles to melt the wax on one of your candles because you want to stick it in. You cannot use one of your Shabbos candles for that or to light something up from it, because that's all being mishtamish with the mitzvah, with the nerev mitzvah, and that's a considered a bezoyin mitzvah.